Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jemiah. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Who exactly am I talking to?
You're talking to customer support.
I know, for whom? Because I got
we're
a
third party. We are a third party customer support service, sir. We service a variety of companies and their products.
Well, this one says dailymoderntrend.com. And I got a bill for $49.89. I'm trying to figure out what's it for.
We didn't order anything from there that we're aware of.
That I know of, but. Hello?
Okay, so what would have to happen? I would have to pull your information up to see what you were billed for. We are, again, a third-party customer support service. We service a variety of companies and their products.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you pull it up and look at
okay.
it?
Brenda.
So who am I speaking to, sir? You or the other person in the...
No, it's me.
Who's
it's
being billed?
Ricky Miller. That's my bill.
Okay. May I have your zip code, sir?
36330.
Okay, sir, what was that zip code again?
36330. 36330. Yes, ma'am.
And your first and last name?
Ricky Miller.
Okay, and can I get you to verify your address for security purposes?
563 County Road 558, Enterprise, Alabama.
Okay, so when I take a look at the account, I show on the 24th of January, you were charged for the Bites Hub meal app plan, and that was $49.89. It shows you took a survey, and by taking that survey, it offered a chance to win like a Dyson vacuum, iPad, or tablet. And it explained that by paying the entry fee, it would enroll you in something called a meal app plan. And that's basically an app that helps to cut sugar and carb cravings.
I did not even do that. What I did, I took the survey, and in the survey it said, if you just pay the billing, the shipping, that I would get the vacuum cleaner. And that was like $4 or something for shipping. Now I'm getting a bill for $50 from this place. And I don't want that bill. I don't want it. Because that's a flat lie how they did it.
Okay, so it shows
I took that survey under, you know, that people do me right. But no, they didn't do me right in the survey. That's why people don't take surveys anymore.
Okay, so, sir, that's the information that I'm showing.
Let me ask you a question. What can I do to get hold of these people to tell them to take this bill off?
Well, you're speaking to the customer support that services this company. So if it's something that can be done, we'll be able to do it. I do hear you clearly when you just stated, if you would just let me speak, sir.
I know, but what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get to the point because where's my vacuum at? I got a bill for more than what I was supposed to have, but I don't have a vacuum.
So it shows that it explained that you were entering for a chance to win a Dyson vacuum, iPad, or tablet. It stated it was going to email you if you won.
No, ma'am. That's not what that said. That said if you take the survey, you're entitled to these things, these prizes. And I put in that thing hoping that you guys would be honest, but now I see that that's not honest. There's probably small print in there somewhere. Now, what can I do to get my money back? And y'all keep your vacuum, probably one I won't never see anyway, right? Now you're saying I probably want to see a vacuum.
So
$89. Okay, that, you know what I'm going to do? Since you can't handle it for me, I'm going to call my credit card company. I'm going to cancel this whole thing.
Sir, I never said I couldn't handle it. If you would let me speak, then we can get some resolution. But if I'm trying to speak and you're speaking over me, then there's nothing that I can do.
I'm going to stop talking.
Every time I try to assist you, you try to overtalk me. So it's really nothing that I can say.
Go ahead and let you talk, and I'm going to listen to you and hope you can give me the right answer.
Thank you.
Because this really, I know it's not your fault, but this really pisses me off. That's a flat lie. And don't tell me I can get one. If I do the survey, you might get a free one, because that's not what it said at all. It said you got one. So go ahead and tell me what.
So if you can give me just a moment, I'm going to get this counsel for you and get the refund put in, if you can hold for a moment.
Okay, that's what we'll do.
Okay, sir, so I have, thank you for holding. I have gotten this counsel for you, and I got the refund put in. It can take 3 to 5 business days for that refund to return to your account, and I can give you a cancellation number.
Okay, I need a cancellation number. Yes, ma'am.
Cancellation number is going to be C as in cancel, 920.
920.
397.
397
236.
236. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Okay, nothing on you though, ma'am. Let me get you straight. Nothing on you.
Thank you, sir.